6. Electric cars needn't be worthy but dull, as Norfolk sports car maker Lotus is proving with its new hypercar.
In less than a decade, you will not be able to buy a new petrol or diesel-powered car. Your wheels will instead be powered by electricity or possibly hydrogen. Putting aside the deeply complex debate about just how much difference to our carbon footprint this change will really make, if you want to lose a day of your life, ask the internet that question. It is causing a seismic shift in car making. And it is a shift that is being felt here in Norfolk, at the home of one of the world's iconic motoring brands, Lotus. Lotus being Lotus has responded to the challenge, not by producing a relatively low-cost hybrid or a dinky runabout, or converting an existing model to battery power, but by creating what is the most powerful production hypercar ever built, the Evija. It is a beast. The stats are overwhelming, but without getting too technical, the Evija will produce around 2,000 horsepower, twice the power of the previous record holder, Bugatti's Veyron. It will propel the car to 200 miles an hour with acceleration lively enough to flatten your eyeballs, reaching 60 miles per hour in less than 3 seconds. Of course, you won't be able to do 200 miles an hour on the A47, and only the lucky few with access to a racetrack or those able to order the local police to close a few miles of desert roads for their private enjoyment will actually get the full rocket ship experience. You will need deep pockets too. The deposit alone is £250,000, with the final tab likely to be around the £2 million mark when deliveries start later this year. There will only be 130 made, so the chances of spotting one on the road are vanishingly small. The Evija is as sculpted as a piece of modernistic art, with huge holes in the bodywork aiding aerodynamics. Design director Russell Carr, there's nominative determination at work, says, "During the initial design stage, we spent many hours studying images of geological forms, rocks that had been carved by nature over the centuries. We believe we've captured these beautiful, intriguing and elemental lines within the Evija. It also has lasers for lights, and who hasn't wanted that on their car? Has a motor to drive each wheel, cameras for mirrors, a staggeringly sophisticated management system, and will also go 200 miles between charges, though not at 200 miles an hour, I suspect. It will even be so ultra-quiet at low speed that it will have to create a sound transmitted via a front-mounted speaker to alert pedestrians to its presence. So why is the Hethel firm, owned by Chinese megacorp Geely, building this hypercar? The Lotus Evija is a car like no other," says Phil Popham, Lotus chief executive. "It will re-establish our brand in the hearts and minds of sports car fans and on the global automotive stage. It will also pave the way for future visionary models." The Evija is a true Lotus in every sense. It has been developed with an unwavering passion to push boundaries, to explore new ways of thinking, and to apply groundbreaking technologies, he says. Evija is the perfect name. It means the first in existence, or the living one, for our new car, because it is the first all-new car to come from Lotus as part of the wider Geely family. With Geely's support, we are set to create an incredible range of new cars which are true to the Lotus name and DNA. So in short, we can expect the next generation of Lotus models to benefit from the trickle-down of the technologies showcased in the Evija. And that has to be a good thing. For the firm, for the Norfolk job it creates, and the halo effect of having such a high-tech firm in the heart of the county, and perhaps for the planet too. Lotus has come a very long way since Colin Chapman started bolting his little fiberglass-bodied cars together back in 1948, hasn't it?
Meet the designer. Russell Carr is the design director of Lotus Cars. He joined Lotus in 1990, initially as a designer. He has overseen the introduction of several significant Lotus models, including the second-generation Elise, three generations of Exige, and the Evora. In his earlier career, he was lead designer on the Esprit S4S4S, the Elise GTI, and worked on some aesthetic aspects of Lotus's Formula One cars. How does it feel to stand in front of the Lotus Evija and think, we made that?
I am immensely proud of what the team at Lotus Design achieved with the Evija. Design is a very subjective activity, but from a personal standpoint, we fulfilled my goals to create a car that is beautiful, ingenious, memorable, modern, and recognizable as a Lotus. To work on any car for Lotus is a huge privilege, but to be responsible for the design of the company's first ever hypercar and the world's most powerful production car was the opportunity of a lifetime. Naturally, we as a team felt a certain burden of responsibility to honor this opportunity and honor the brand. So it is gratifying to have received such unanimous enthusiasm from the media, the industry, and the public. We said of the design right from the start that it should have a very fluid nature, that it should look as if it was a natural sculpture, carved by air. That means there are always nuances to discover every time I walk past the car. I never tire of the rear view, the wide muscular stance, and those two unique venturi tunnels through the rear haunches with the exits framed by the rear lamps.
Have you driven one of the prototypes? And if so, what was it like?
No, unfortunately, I've not had the opportunity to drive the car or even ride as a passenger. The prototypes are highly valuable vehicles that are busy on the track in the hands of specialist Lotus engineers, doing essential development testing and validation work as we move towards production of customer cars.
Have the prototypes been tested on Norfolk roads?
Not yet, but they have completed many hours of testing on the Lotus test track at our Hethel home, as well as other test tracks around the world.
What do you imagine Colin Chapman would have thought of the Evija and the electric vehicles in general?
I think that if Colin Chapman was alive today, he would undoubtedly be looking at doing an electric sports car. I believe he would think the Evija was the right Lotus car at the right time. He was a maverick genius who was always exploring ingenious ways to exploit new technologies to gain a commercial or competitive advantage. In the 60s and 70s, this led to Lotus making pioneering developments in Formula One cars. Things like the monocoque chassis, ground effect aerodynamics, multivalve engines, gas turbines, and active suspension. I think he would have found EV technology an equally fascinating opportunity to challenge the status quo of traditional hypercars and sports cars, and therefore something Lotus should be at the forefront of.
How do you follow the Evija?
I guess considering its 2000 PS power output and the fact it will accelerate from 0 to 180 miles an hour in under 9 seconds, the punchline should be only in another Evija. In terms of the next projects from Lotus, we have a range of equally thrilling but more affordable performance cars in development, and you will see the first of these later this year.
What cars do you drive?
For everyday use, I have a wonderful Lotus Evora Series 1 that I bought 3 years ago, plus a Volvo XC60 that is slightly more suited to transporting the family and the Labrador. For high days and holidays, I also have a 1966 Jaguar E-Type that I've owned for 25 years.